Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But this is Jonathan with the Better on Yourself podcast coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami. If you have not, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app to your phone, to your tablet, to your TV, to your desktop computer, and type in 99.7 space duh, D-A, space heat, H-E-A-T, Miami. When you do that, you will pull up our station. We do over 20,000 listeners a month on our station, a.k.a. we are lit. We are an independent station. We are at the mud with it, and we're super, super, super happy to be a part of the iHeartRadio family. And also, when you download the iHeartRadio app, make sure you tune in every day from 7 to 9 a.m., 3 p.m. to 5, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and then 8 p.m. to 11 every night, and you'll be tapping into some amazing independent artist music. One of the artists you can hear on there is my brother Johnny Morris. His song Big Stepper. It plays on our radio station. Actually, it's going on right now. So make sure you tap in. The Better Yourself podcast is special because we have the only Better on Yourself podcast. Let me say it again. We have the only Better on Yourself podcast. We've had this podcast for over 6 years. We started this podcast because we wanted to broadcast the voices of artists that were truly getting it out the mud at a high level and betting on themselves, putting their bread up, not making excuses, and willing to grind it out and do whatever it took legally to get their brand to the next level. These are the artists that change the game. These are the artists that change the world. When I met Johnny Morris, let me tell you something. The one thing I like about, I think one of the greatest aspects of his character that I love is that he is super observant. And I love that about him. He's intuitive. He listens. He trains his mind when he speaks to you. That's a beautiful thing, man. He's like Rain Man. Johnny Morris, welcome to the Better Yourself podcast, brother.
Thank you, my brother, for having me. It's always a pleasure, man.
Hey, listen, you know how to give you that big intro, bro. You already know.
It was wonderful, man. A blessing to hear. I really appreciate that, brother.
No doubt. Hey, listen, I don't say anything that's not true. I'm going to tell you that much. I'm going to tap right into it. I'm going to tap right into it. When you think about the dark side of this game, you know, you see what's going on with Diddy and you see what's going on, you know, all these celebrities, man, the Meek Mills, everybody, man. Like, this game is so dirty. You know, there's so many negative sides to it. Tell me why you're willing. Tell me, describe to the Better Yourself audience, how do you view that part of business and how are you going to handle that?
I think it just really comes down to understanding patience and understanding the greatest reward of success comes with hard work, dedication, and any instant gratification doesn't last long. And it usually comes with essentially selling your soul, doing things that, you know, in the next year, 5 years, 10 years, you're going to look back and say, man, that's some stuff on me that I can't erase. That's a stain on my name that I can't get off. And it's really going to tarnish not even just your legacy, but your own mentality for the rest of your life. And I don't think that's worth it, man. I think that the greatest things in life come with patience. It's just about understanding when you plant the seed, the tree isn't going to grow that day. It's going to take time. And that's really how everything in life works, too. It's just about letting go.
Definitely. I feel you on that 100%. Let me tap into this part here with you, because selling your soul, true, that is part of it. And that does happen. But people sell their soul when they feel like the benefit is bigger than their soul, so to speak. Like, if I got, that's the only thing I got to do to go to my dream, I'm going to do it. And I respect what you're saying 100%. And I really feel like you would do that. When it comes to your character, explain the type of man you are to the audience.
A faithful man to the understanding that there is a higher power outside of myself, and that everything that I need to accomplish anything that I want in life is already inside of me. And the key is to be at the frequency of that. So to be a rapper, to be in that lifestyle, I need to first believe that I am already, and to operate on that frequency of, and just understanding that again, that anything to where I have to essentially sell my soul, which to me means not operate as my authentic self, isn't worth it in the long term. Again, man, it just really comes down to patience, man. And, you know, Johnny Morris is somebody that believes that he can do all things, really just through Christ who strengthens me, man. Christ is within. And, you know, all the tools came with me when I came to this planet. So it's just about operating off of faith, you know, just operating off of faith.
Explain, what's your definition of faith?
Faith is believing in the things that I can't see that's going to come to pass at some point, as long as I show up. You know, I understand that ultimately control is an illusion. In my opinion, it's an illusion, because to me, we control nothing. I believe that all I can do is the work towards what I want to accomplish, and believe that on this journey, I'll step onto that part of my life when it's time, for me to become that. So for me, faith is really just doing the work and understanding that when it's time for me to reap that, I'll walk on that path. But only once I continue to believe that it's going to happen, and understand that just because I don't see it don't mean that it's not. So it's really just believing in, again, what I can't see, man, and just continuing to operate off of my mentality that I can have it if I can see it. That's faith to me.
Yeah, definitely. I want to go into this part here, because you brought up, you know, I like your definition of faith, believing in something that has not appeared, which is true, because you know, that's what faith all about. You know, you believe it's going to be here. Walking in faith is different. What is your definition of walking in faith?
Showing up and just doing the work, knowing what it takes, trial and error, seeing what doesn't work, discarding it, what does work, continuing to build on it. If there's ways, I know people say if it's broke, don't fix it. But if there's ways you can improve it, improving that, and just, you know, continuing to do it, knowing that, honestly, man, the fact that it's a possibility, that it might not happen, but still just continuing to do it, knowing that the same as there's a possibility that it might not happen, it's a possibility that it will happen. So just continuing to believe that the cup is half full instead of half empty, and just continuing each day to show up, you know, with a little bit of water at a time to fill that glass up, and knowing that at some point it's going to fill up. And I'm going to have to grab another glass because it's just so full, and just continue to go, man.
Definitely. Let me go into this part here. When you have faith, you're walking in faith, right? Mm-hmm. Explain how your upbringing, your early years, your childhood, like how was that foundation laid for you to be like you are now? Or did it come late?
It came in childhood. My father passed when I was 5, so I grew up just with my mom and my brothers and sisters. My mom took care of us all on her own, and she was very religious. We are Christian. We grew up in a Christian home. I grew up in a Christian home, and just every day, you know, she would always instill in me God, faith, being a good person, prayer. She taught me to pray every night, and that just really got to my subconscious, I believe, and eventually it became, you know, conscious that truly, man, it just comes down to staying consistent and believing in the power outside of myself, but as well as the power inside of me. And just growing up in a Christian home, man, it allowed me to just be a good person, because being a good person also is what's going to magnetize good back to you, you know, because you get back what you put out. So, just growing up in a Christian home, man, it definitely cultivated my perception for real.
Definitely. When you think about your childhood, you think about those values that were instilled, and then you think about now you're a full-blown man, you know, and you're contributing to this world in a major way. Explain to the Better Yourself audience how your music impacts the world. Right now, your music can be heard all over the world. How does the music of Johnny Morris impact the world? What type of value does it bring?
It brings a high energy of motivation, passion, excitement. You know, a lot of my records were created while I was literally experiencing pain, most times mental, sometimes physical, but definitely.
All right, I'm sorry, I mean, because you brought up a good point. What type of pain and everything did
You know, just mental breakups, bad relationships, being stabbed in the back, friends, you know, turning on me, whether it be lack of belief in me and my abilities, or just deciding to go a different way from the plan we had established. You know, falling out with family members and seeing that a lot of times, you know, unfortunately, family can be some of the biggest oppositions in your life. And it just all really just plays a big part on your mental health. And that mental health is painful when we talk about dealing with negative things, because the majority of our life, well, all of our life is created by our thoughts first. You know, that's how we create our lives consciously, is our thoughts, even unconsciously, is our thoughts. And so to have something in your head and to not yet have the tools to be able to control it or get out of your head is damaging. So the music I created while dealing with that allowed me to heal myself, and it's energy. You know, all things are energy and motion. Emotion, you know, that's what emotion is, energy and emotion. And my music is literally that. So when people are hearing what I put in these records, the energy that's in it, they're getting the emotion in motion, and it's allowing them to
find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Healed the same way I was healed. So what I did for myself, I'm now doing for the world. It's a conscious act because I know it.
Definitely. I want to tap into the creative side of your brain. Now, you create music. You create a lifestyle with your music. I would like for you to explain to the Better Yourself audience where do you pull your creativeness from in order to create a song like a Big Step?
Definitely just real life experiences, man. For me, my creative process is really simple. I don't write every day. You know, I might even go months without writing. You know, I'm not sitting. I listen to beats all the time. I'd be lying if I said I didn't do that. But it isn't every single day. A lot of the music I've created and my creative process is just experience and life. And you said it best in the beginning of this podcast, just observing. I choose to do more listening than talking. And I've learned that life is at all times, whether we sleep or awake, is communicating with us. And once you learn how it communicates, the universe, how it talks, you hear things, you see things. And I understand that when it's time to write, it's coming from all of those things that I've heard and seen, and now I'm cultivating it into song form. So the music is always growing and getting better and better, because it isn't me saying I need to write a song. It's me saying now it's time to, based off of the experience I've had in life. So just real life experience turned into song form. Big Stepper, I was going through a situation where, again, a lot of people that I thought loved me and I loved all at one time were turning their back on me. And I just turned that negative energy into a song essentially about self-defense, about protecting myself, should harm come my way, into a powerful record like that that's continuing to grow. And I just, again, I thank the source outside of myself and I thank the source within, because creativity truly comes from life. You know, there's no force here. It's just life.
Let me ask you this. When you think about your future in music, I know how much music means to you, and I know how much you've put into it and how much you sacrifice right now. What does the future look like regarding the music of Johnny Morris?
It looks like Johnny Morris being regarded by the majority of the world, all of the world, as one of the top five artists of today's genre of hip hop. And understanding that that realization could be any day, any moment of the day, any minute, any second now. It looks like years and years and years, the last 10 years to be exact, of hard work, of just creativity, of life experiences, of growing as a man, and dealing with life, and its tests, its consistent and constant tests, passing them, failing them, learning from them to go to the next level of consciousness, is paying off and cultivating him into one of the top artists in the genre, top five, because he needs to be in that position in order to help heal the world. He's not going to do it by himself, but he's going to play a major part in healing the world through his experience turned triumph, you know, tragedy turned triumph into this music. So top five for sure.
No, definitely. Let me ask you this. You have a very, very, very unique sound with your voice inflections, your vocal arrangements, picking the beats. Like, explain to the Better Yourself audience, how do you really pick your beats?
Man, that I love that question, because I realized probably not even too long ago, but definitely the realization hit me hard. The beats literally talk to me. I feel it first. I can feel the energy it brings to me. I literally feel it through my body. I feel the chills. They say it's like when you feel them chills through your body, it's your DNA being upgraded. I feel that when I hear these beats that I've made songs to. I feel that feeling. And then I listen to the beat literally. Like, I'll hone in on, like, Big Stepper, for example. I sat there and listened to that beat probably literally, like, honestly, man, like, close to 500 times. It had to be driving in the car, walking, running, working out, even reading, just got the beat on, you know, and boom, just out of nowhere, the words come. Pull up and pull it and squeeze it, you know what I'm saying? The words just come, and then it don't matter what I'm doing, I gotta stop and I gotta write it down. The beats just talk to me. I can hear the words. I can see the words. It just comes, and that's how I know more than ever this is a source outside of me and the power within me that's causing all of this to be created.
Definitely. How has the support been for your music from your local city?
It's been good, man. It's continuing to grow. And every time people hear me, they definitely, the first thing they say is, wow, you're in your own lane, because I come from Detroit, man. I'm from Detroit. And, mm-hmm. You know, Detroit has its own unique sound. We use keys, piano keys in our beats, and it's a very street trap vibe. And I don't do that, you know, at all. I'm more of the Eminem, Royce niche, you know, as far as the Detroit side of rap. And that isn't really common right now in Detroit. So when people hear me, they just think, wow, you're in your own lane. And they more tempted to and do so. Rock with me in the long term, because they see, okay, this guy is different. And people at first, they be a little shaky when you're different, because they're used to similarity, but they go ahead and give it a chance and it just sticks and it's just growing, man. It's just taking off, and I'm grateful.
What have you enjoyed most about being on the Better Yourself podcast today, bro?
Just the ability to freely express myself, man. To talk, man. I love to talk, man. A wise man once told me, man, because I read a lot too. The knowledge you put in, you either use it or you lose it, you know. So what better way to use it than to give it to, you know, this platform's audience, and also at the same time giving it to them, be able to then retain it, to use it in the future, which is essentially just wisdom, man. So I'm grateful to just use the knowledge that I've gained, to this audience and hope that it helps them in a way and they can, you know, pass it. Cause you know, each one teach one. So
yeah. I'm just grateful. Have you heard your music on the, iHeart radio station yet?
I did. I heard, Big Stepper and That Bad. Yep. Yep. I heard both of them. Definitely a blessing.
99.7 The Heat.
Yep. I sure did. I heard That Bag on there.
Well, right now we got Big Step on there. We got Big Step on.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Big Step on there. 7 and 9 every day. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. every day, and between 8 and 11 o'clock at night, you play every day. Okay. Big Step, man, on iHeartRadio. So make sure the release radar page that we made for you. Make sure you get people to request your song, man, because the record, man, is doing things, man, for real. You feel like you learned since you've been on Radio Pushers, man? You feel good about the education you've been getting, bro, with everything?
Yeah, man, this is a blessing, man. You know, life, you know, at the right time, like we were saying earlier, it will bring the right opportunities, people, places, circumstances, man, and this is definitely one of them. So I salute y'all at Radio Pushers, man, and, you know, I'm grateful for all the knowledge, and I'm a student of the game, bro. So I'm just always sitting ready to learn the next thing and utilize it, man, to keep growing, you know? So definitely grateful.
Yeah, man. Well, you got, like I said, you, man, your Spotify playlist has already started. So you should be seeing that on your stats. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you should be seeing that. Plus you got a couple of podcasts in already. You got one with Derrick T. Lewis. Then you got two with the GOAT, me. So that was dope. And then, you know, we got your iHeartRadio airplay going. You're actually playing on two stations right now, Power 102.8. And that Money Boy, man, how did you enjoy that training with that?
It was cool, man. Before we, had even got into the meeting, I had already knocked out probably close to 200 people, bro. And that's honestly probably an understatement, bro, because there's nothing for me to sit there and just network, man, because I understand, you know, it has to be that way. And it's no problem for me to do that. So once we got into that meeting, it was just a refresher at that point, honestly.
But just don't forget to use the strategies that, you know, the voicemail strategies that I have on that thing. Don't forget to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's really important. Engage with them first and then, you know, watch their story, like their pictures, leave a GIF for the comments. Then you go back and then you leave the voice message after they respond. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. But, okay. Yeah, but you should be getting good feedback if you interact with that many people. You should be getting some good feedback. Are you?
Yeah. It's looking good, man. It's looking good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So because you're dealing with all real people, so your followers should be going up if you've been engaging with them.
Yep.
Good, man. Good. Well, Johnny, listen, man, I respect you tenfold. You already know how I feel about you, bro. I can't wait for everybody to hear this. And we're going to add this podcast to your landing, to your release radar page too. So you can just send that out to people and they'll be able to listen right on your page.
Dope. I appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll add both of them there as well. The Out the Mud and the Better Yourself. We'll add both.
Okay.
All right. And like I said before, I'm going to tap back in with you tonight, man. Appreciate you, man. Peace and love. Johnny Morris in the building. And don't forget, give out your Instagram handle so people can connect with you on IG right now.
Instagram is Johnny313Morris. So that's JONNIE 313MORRIS. All platforms.
All right, man, let's get it. Don't forget to hit that red button, man. Let's get it, fam.
All right, bro.
Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.